drill songs you didn't even know about.
Thank you. be rehearsed. They're making money at the company, all in sports and fashion accessories. To copy Velveteen's pose, and all the poor girls rejected by the cool boys jump out 12th floor windows. No one can touch ya. The company will now expedite a politician, future head of state. His eyes will gleam like Velveteen's, and looking strong and manly on the screen, and hear its voice so strong and deep. Hypnotic glances lead you to believe. He says, I am just the man you need for nation's strength and stability. A Velveteen on the video screen, a teenage holographic wet dream. Every word she utters emphasizes your red digitized. She's the perfect disguise in a mini skirt, a sneaky dress, selling salvation for a world's oppressed. A press release made up world, the perfect life for daddy's little girl.
Okay. Woo-hoo! Well, without further ado, I'm not gonna get up here and say anything. I might say something later though. I wanted to talk to you about something very important and dear to my heart. But as two people are freezing their asses off behind the stage, one of them being my boss, Reverend Ivan Sten, I'm gonna cut to the chase. Ladies and gentlemen, Papa Joe Mama and others in the time machine.
I am here to tell you of amazing things, things in which you will not believe, but which are, in fact, true. First and foremost on my list of unbelievable facts is my age. I am 135 years, but that is not of my years, it is of your years, for I am from the year 1900. I have created a machine that has allowed me to travel into the distant past, and into the far, far distant future.
Really?
It is a time machine.
What did you find?
This machine, created by extensions of my own mechanical genius, has unveiled to me truths of which I am afraid to reveal to you now, but will in due time. Believe me when I say that I was horrified when I went into the year 800,000. I traveled in search of a future paradise and instead found a charnel house, the global village of the damned. The final harvest had swept the planet clean of life, Almost. Among the ruins wandered the last pink. Her feeble mind so blasted by the corrosion of the conspiracy that she could not even think the commands that would have activated Mwamu. And the last subgenius evolved into that bestial parody of the Yeti form. Starving, ravenous, has only one source left for food and soft female appendages. Watch what happens when the two meet in their final confrontation. Yes, dear friends, this is the future of the world, of planet Earth. Beast, be forewarned. You might even notice that the hair from the illustrious Yeti might fall off. Results of the radiation of World War 239. And yet, that subgenius gene, that gene of lust, still calls forth. Weakness still has its advantages. It's all right if they're pink on the outside, as long as they're pink on the inside too.
Praise Paul. Howdy. I'm Reverend Booty G. I just wanted to make one quick announcement tonight. Last year at this time, I stood before this crowd and I declared a schism in the Church of the Subgenius. I, having become quite impressed with the power and the awesome hatred of Reverend Lagoom, decided that he was the man I wanted to follow, not the evangelicals in Dallas. So I created the Eastern Orthodox Church of the Subgenius, declared Reverend Lagoom to be my patriarch, and split from the church and formed the military branch of that schism, Lagoom's Legionnaires, with the stated purpose to kill as many humans as possible. Now, last night I stood before you with my new schism, the Confederate Subgenius Axis, and having declared the existence of the CSA, I've had quite a few people come up to me today and say, Reverend G, what happened to the Eastern Orthodox Church of the Subgenius? Never fear, the Eastern Orthodox Church is still in existence. Lagoon's Legionnaires continue to drill and practice, and we are prepared for X Day. However, like any good church, we have our charity, a charity that we ask people to contribute to. And this year, in the final year before X Day, our charity is Bullets for Dr. Lagoom. Yes, we are trying to stockpile a munitions dump to put the Pentagon to shame. Reverend Lagoom needs ammunition, and he's the man to know what to do with it. So tonight, right here, 1 year before X Day, I want to start this campaign rolling and ask any of you folks out there in the audience tonight who just happen to have a few spare bullets or shotgun shells in your pocket to come on up here tonight and donate them to the Bullets for Dr. Lagoom campaign. Is there anyone who just happens to be carrying a little ammunition around with them tonight that could go? Yes, there we are, the first brother. Thank you, brother. Yes, and what do you have for Dr. Lagoom tonight?
Bunch of mass casualties for the church from the Office of Serious Bullshit of the Subgenius League of Ass Kickers. A whole complete box of 22s, carefully placed, single shot, multiple fatalities.
Right on! Yeah. 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 The campaign is going, folks. Is there anyone else here tonight who just happens to have a few bullets jingling in their pocket? Right here. We have another man with a box of... What do we have here tonight?
Yeah. 5-shot shells, pure D buckshot.
12 games, double off buck. Can you believe it?
Maybe for now, it's the least damn fucking
Lagoom. All right. Any other bullets in the audience tonight for Dr. Lagoom? Okay, well, it's not too late. Early tomorrow morning, or even late tonight, to drive into Sherman. bust into the local gun shop, clean them out, and bring all the weapons and munitions right back here. Now, barring that, if you are too inebriated to carry out that plan tonight, then what I would ask each and every one of you is to go home, start buying ammunition, stashing it away, and next year, haul that shit here to Brushwood so that we're well prepared to start the mayhem that the exes are going to kick off here. Thanks a lot for listening to me babble. I'm Reverend Groovy G of the Eastern Orthodox Church of the Subgenius, and I'd like Reverend Lagoon here, our patriarch, to come forward and receive these bullets tonight. Praise Reverend Lagoon!
Thank you, Reverend Groovy. Thank you, contributors.
Thank you, Reverend Lagoon.
I'll put these
You're
to
an
real good
to
use. I'm touched. I'm not touched as hard as the recipients of these lead pellets are going to be. 22 cartridges. Well, there's 550 of them in a box. That's one per pink. You know, for those of you who are interested in guns, I suggest the Ruger Mark IV. It's a 22 caliber pistol, semi-automatic 10-round clip. Can be fitted with a Walmart lawnmower muffler. And it reduces the sound to about the same as a BB gun. Hey, this is what they used on Bobby Kennedy. That's right. But remember, get up close from behind. It's not very sportsmanlike, but hey, fuck it. The dead pink's a dead pink, brother. They're not quite as pink after the blood runs out.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you. Hey, what's... Guys, put that fucking thing up.
When you were thanking people earlier, you forgot to thank people breaking your fucking toe.
Oh, yeah. But it's true. Yeah, I busted my toe in the wrestling match. So if you guys think it's fake, it's true. I got a purple toe. And he cut my fucking leg. And he threw me to front. Well, next up, before I talk about something very special and dear to my heart, I'm going to talk about something else very special and dear to my heart. Because she has the biggest heart of all the subgeniuses. Well, biggest something. Biggest hair, maybe. Biggest, well, never mind. Ladies and gentlemen, Susie the Floozy.
Oh, howdy do, Seekers. Yes, I'm Reverend Susie the Floozy, the hardest-looking woman in show business tonight, and I'm here to ensnare you with my TNA, and then kill you with my DNA. And I'd just like to say a few words about this sweet little church of ours. Well, it still is our church, because in just a few short months, everybody's going to be clamoring to join up before it's too late. There's going to be a sign and lights over the Subgenius Foundation headquarters saying over 1 billion swerves, and the numbers will be climbing faster than Stephen Hawking can count. Oh, but of course not all of these Bobby come latelys are going to make it on board the pleasure saucers. Well, their souls will, encased in capsules for our leisurely consumption. Ah yes, we are the lucky ones here. Oh, for we stand the best chance of getting really set up in style, dear friends. In fact, right now we're downright smug about it, aren't we? Maybe a little bit too complacent. Think about this, though. What if XJ doesn't happen?
No!
Considered what your life would be like without the Church of the Subgenius?
No!
What would your sex life be like without the Church of the Subgenius? What if you existed in a world where it wasn't all right to exist with two genes short of a double helix?
No!
What if you never heard the gut-blowing divine word of J.R. Bob Dobbs and his timeless message of slack?
No!
What if X Day never happens and there is no end to this blighted, pathetic existence on Catbox Earth?
No!
No, Bob.
No!
I can't go on. I can't go there.
Somebody give this woman a cake!
But now that I've got your anxiety levels through the roof, Seekers, I better let you down easy. Because I'm just being a shock teaser here. I was pulling your... I want to say your leg. Because there is a Bob. Yes, there is a Bob. And there will be an X-Day.
Yeah!
And you do have a sex life.
Hallelujah!
Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. But enough about you. I know the way to go. And if you're so inclined, you can hang draft on me when we're bugging out of this bird.
Woo!
Because thanks to Bob, I'm laughing all the way to the sperm bank. life is nothing but an outre body experience. Because with Bob, you'll believe a con man can fly. Because next X-Day, you'll be piloting the mother saucer like Chuck Yeager, swooping down to scoop us up and deliver us from the tormenting agonies of being live on Catbox Earth. And until then, the road to slack is smoothed by the oil slick of the divine load of Bob! And if you don't believe me, Seekers, take my advice and walk a mile in my shit. And you'll see. You'll see then why Connie crossed the tracks. To get to the wrong side. Brave Bob!
Brave Bob!
Susie the Floozy. I lost the schedule. What happened to the schedule?
Schedule.
Well, I'm going to talk real quick because I can. It is true that I am the business manager of the Church of the Subgenius. That's one of the few things that is true. And I'm going to talk about something real quick. I don't have notes. I'm not a preacher. Phil, you could back me up with some cool samples. It might make it kind of exciting.
I'm still loading the sample.
Okay, DK is going to be up next.
He can give you a little twiddle.
Okay, all right. I'm not a preacher. I'm not going to preach to you, and I'm not going to get anything. But I'm going to talk about something I know about very close and dear to my heart, money. Now, there are some people who believe that the Church of the Subgenius is run out of a skyscraper. And then there's other people who believe that it's a couple lone nuts in a motorhome somewhere. The truth is, it's neither. It's somewhere in between. We live. We eat 3 meals a day. I have an apartment, an 84 GMC. We have a truck that broke down 3 times on the way here. But we live. That is all we do. We work for the church. The reason that we're poor is because we're fighting the conspiracy. The conspiracy is set up to screw us. The conspiracy is set up to screw you. Everything you try and do and think is governed by the conspiracy. I also find that the hardest thing for people to do, subgeniuses, is send us money. And I understand that, because you send money, you feel like an idiot. You put $3 in an envelope and don't ask for anything. Throwing change already. You do feel stupid. I can understand that. But if each person here, by the way, we got 150 people and doubled last year's total. 150. If each of you put $1 in an envelope each week, tithe $1, it'd be $150 a week. That is a lot to us. It takes to put out everyone's. Yeah, woo! Everybody. Another 5. I didn't expect you guys to get in my way of saying, but I'm getting to the point. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. The point of the story, friends, is that. No way. The point of the story is everyone asks, "Where's my start fist?" It takes $2,000 to put out a 16-page measly start fist. $2,000. And again, Jesus, this is great. I gotta rap more often.
The more I love this story is, don't feel like an idiot to give a dollar a week. Some people, there's only one person who gives us $2 each week. Nikki can attest to this. Steve Pollock. That's his name. Not Pollock, Pollack. Yeah. $2 every week. Here is my $2 donation. He's the only one. Beautiful.
Stop it.
There's only one way that we can beat the conspiracy. The conspiracy wants to hold you back. The conspiracy wants to hold us back. We're doing what we love, what we want to do. And the only way I see a beating conspiracy is to see me wearing Armani suits. And to see Reverend Stang driving the fucking SJ Drill in a limo with a pipe-smoking midget at the door. By us becoming rich, we have proven that we can beat the fucking conspiracy. And we don't need to play by their rules to win the game. I guess it didn't end right, didn't it? I'm sorry, I got carried away. Thank you. Pope Fred. Let me tell you about the generosity of the subgeniuses. A subgenius who will now remain nameless. And this is true. This is absolutely true. Listen closely. If you have taken any film at the SJ Drill, any snapshots, and you want it developed for free, give it to me, and we'll send it back to you. He's going to cover the cost of developing everybody's film. That's what I can call it. So, Clint, Andy wants to remain nameless. There's also something with computer scans. If you want computer scans of your pictures that are being developed, give me a disc and the photos. And I will need your name and address. Make this real simple. Take some tape, put your name and address on the roll film. Give it to me. It will be sent back to you. So, that's the story. Praise fucking Bob. Up next, we have, what's that? Papa Joe Mama wants to say a few words, and then I think, what do we have next? I lost the schedule completely. DK Jones, after a few words by Papa Jones. Joe Mama, and after I...
DK Jones is the man who scored Arise. All that noodling synth stuff that you hear on Arise,
the subgenius here.
That's the man right there.
I forgot about that, yeah. The Arise soundtrack is being put on CD. It's been remastered and put on CD by Juan Dura.
He has tapes too, so if you guys drag him down, you probably can get a tape somehow from him.
You killed me, and now you've done this.